Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Wednesday. That means it's career day, where we find out about a Las Vegas career that we have like open reign to ask any question we want, including what you make a year. And if you ever want to be featured on Career Day, you can remain anonymous. That's totally fine. Reach out to us. We'd love to have you on the show. Mix941.fm. And Jerry is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Well, good morning. I am doing wonderfully, and thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thank you for being a part of Career Day. And I mentioned earlier, I think you probably have one of the most interesting jobs in Las Vegas. And in my mind, and I can't wait to ask you questions, you've probably seen it all. You are a cab driver here in Las Vegas.
Yes, I am a professional taxi cab driver, and we see everything every day. It is a fascinating job to have.
How long have you been a cab driver?
I've been in transportation for 4 years, but doing taxi cab for about a year now.
Why taxi cab driving over Uber driving? I feel like Uber and Lyft is taking over everything. Why are you going old school and doing taxi cab driving?
That's a really good question. I did do Uber previously, but you do use your own vehicle, and with the taxi cab, they provide the vehicle, the fuel, the training, so it's lower costs associated with the job.
I never even really thought about that. You have strangers getting in and out of your car, scuffing it up. Now they just get in the cab and you don't have to worry about that. If you have a question for Jerry, 702-364-9400 is our number. Anything you want, open season here. You can call us or text us. So Jerry, talk to us about like when it comes to people hailing cabs. You don't see it like they used to do in the movies where they're like, taxi, and then you just pull over to the side and pick them up. Is there like a number that they call? Is it just one of those things where you just go to the airport and you know that you're going to have a built-in clientele there? How does that work for you these days?
Yeah, so there are several different ways. You can stage at each one of the casinos. They have a dedicated taxi cab stand. You can go to the airport, wait in line, and pick up the next fare that comes off an airplane. Or you can be hailed through our computer device, and it's a personal hail, and it gives you the directions and who you're going to pick up at what location. So we drive everywhere in town. I meet people from all around the world, and it's absolutely fascinating. We see everything every day, and it changes daily. You don't know who's going to get in your cab, from a celebrity to a CEO to people who are getting married to people who are in Vegas for the very first time and are relying on you to help them make the experience even better.
What is your longest haul? You pick up someone at the airport and take them where, or what is your longest drive you've done?
The longest drive that I've done would be from the airport to Red Rock, to the Red Rock Loop. They wanted to go around the loop area.
Oh, landing around the loop first thing.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like you really want to see the nature that Southern Nevada has to offer.
If they go through the loop before checking into their hotel, yes.
Jerry, we're getting a bunch of texts here. We're going to go to some of these texts here in a second. Some coming in. Compared to an Uber driver, how busy are you? Do people tip taxi drivers more than Uber drivers? We're going to get those questions answered. I have a couple about things that have been left in your car. And like you mentioned, JC, celebrities that have been in your car. So we're going to get to those questions in a second. Hang on the line. We're also going to find out, how much money does Jerry make?
Oh, so intrigued.
How much money does a taxi cab driver make? Any of your questions you want to sneak in here, though, make sure you give us a call. 702-364-9400.
It's Mix 94.1. We announced it earlier. Imagine Dragons, very special, intimate New Year's Eve show. We've got your tickets coming up here in less than 5 minutes.
It is career day here on Mix 94.1, and we have Jerry, who is a cab driver, on with us. Jerry, we're getting a ton of texts. Let's go straight to them. This text says, with a traditional taxi cab, does the fare go to the company and the tip go to the driver, or do they make a share percentage of the fare?
So it is, you do make a percentage of the fare, plus all of the tips you keep. So I do go home daily with a large amount of cash tips in my pocket.
Do you drive the same car every day?
No, I get a different car every day.
Is there one that you try to get that is like your favorite one?
Well, I always try to get the Toyota RAV4, the newer ones. They're beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, this one says, if someone left their cell phone in the cab and did not get a receipt, how would they find their lost phone?
So what we do, every time someone gets out of my cab, I do check the back seat. I do find some very strange items. But with a cell phone, I would call the dispatch and log the telephone and make sure that it gets returned to the owner. Sometimes they call and I can meet up and return it to them.
Oh, look at that. That's him sweet. Going all out of his way. I love that. Okay, Jerry, this one says, what's the most scandalous experience you've ever had when driving a taxi?
Ooh, that can be taken several different ways. I have had a few people get into my cab who have had a few too many drinks, didn't know where they were, and didn't know where they were going.
Oh.
And had no way to pay. So what we do is we always... My priority is the safety of my customer, so I took them to a casino and made sure the security escorted them out and got them medical attention.
Wow, that was really nice of you, because you could have just like been like, okay, here.
Dumped them off and moved on.
Hang out at Chick-fil-A and, you know, we're out of here.
What is the biggest celebrity you've had in your car, Jerry?
So far, it's been Seth Green, who I did take to a private jet.
Oh, I love him. He was in Clueless. I love Seth Green.
The redhead, Austin the Powers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This question is, we read that one here. Oh, do you like working 10 hours a day or having the freedom of working the hours you want to work?
So I do work about 10 hours a day, but I am on the extra board. That means I can start and stop whenever I'd like, as long as I work a certain number of hours per week.
This one says, when people ask, what restaurants do you recommend in town, what do you tell them?
I recommend the Steakhouse at Circus Circus and a few other of the old-time restaurants before the nostalgia.
Oh, okay, this kind of triggers a memory. Is it true, or maybe it still happens, that strip clubs would pay taxicab drivers to bring customers to them?
That is correct. There are... considerations given to the taxi cab drivers by different stores and organizations if you do recommend their venue.
Oh, so do people get in like, take me to a strip club. I don't care. Just take me to a good
one. You're like, I know where you're going. All right, Jerry, it is the moment of truth. The question that everybody is wondering, how much does a cab driver make a year? I'm going to log in my guess. I'm going to say, just like the tip thing really got me. I'm guessing that kind of adds up. I'm going to say $85,000 a year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm thinking base salary from the company, you're getting maybe 50. And then I'm going to say you log on 20,000 in tips. So I'm going to put it at around 70,000 a year.
All right, Jerry, what is it?
So based on the hours you work, the range will be from 35 to 65 per year.
There you go. Now it's straight from Jerry, the cab driver. Now we know. I love that you guys are so transparent with us.
Next time you hail a cab, Mercedes, you got to use Jerry.
Oh, yeah. I love your attitude. I hope I get you one day when I hail a cab.
Well, I hope so, too. I look forward to it.
Well, thank you for being so transparent with us. Jerry, the cab driver on Career Day.
Thank you, buddy.
Woo. Thank you very much.